We come now to our prayers of thanksgiving and intercession. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that we do not travel life's road and way alone. In Christ you draw near and reveal unto us the meaning of the scriptures. In Christ you draw near and enter our conversations. In Christ you draw near and dwell in our midst. In Christ you draw near and call us to a path of peace and justice where all can have plenty. In Christ you draw near and call us to have compassion that no one is left alone or in poverty. Lord, we give you thanks, for in these matters you are ever faithful. Amen. In our prayers of intercession, at the end of each paragraph, I shall say, Lord, in your mercy. Please join with me to say, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, at the beginning of Christian Aid Week and following the VE Day celebrations, we pray for peace in the world and concord between nations. We pray for true leadership at every level and a desire on the part of everyone to eliminate poverty, address climate change, and work together to overcome the COVID-19 virus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have been impacted by the worst effects of the virus, leaving them hospitalised and even now fighting for their lives. We pray for all who are caring for them and putting their own lives at risk. We pray for scientists seeking solutions and governments faced with complex and difficult decisions. We remember all who have died and pray for all who have been bereaved. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the economic consequences of this pandemic, for local and national businesses buckling under the strain, for those losing their jobs and the security of a regular income, for the world's poor who live day by day and have no state support, and for a global effort to aid economic recovery whilst supporting the most vulnerable and sustaining the planet we all call home. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember this weekend all who served this country and all who lived under the shadow of the Second World War. We thank you for the fortitude and inspiration of this generation, including among them the Queen and Captain Tom. We pray, forgetting not their sacrifice, we shall ever guard and preserve the peace they secured, mindful of the words of Jesus. Blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be called children of God. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of God in every place. Filled with your Spirit, may we be a bold and courageous people who seek justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. Give us, O Lord, true desire in our worship, courage to proclaim the gospel and live it out, and true love for our neighbours both near and far. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray finally in silence for those known to us and dear to our hearts, on earth and in heaven, and also for ourselves. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And may all our prayers, as they are offered separately in our homes and gardens, be bound as one, as we say together the prayer taught to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Our final hymn, written by Bernadette Farrell, is a more recent hymn that expresses our desire and longing for a better world and the part we are all called to play, aided by Christ, in that endeavour. Longing for light, we wait in darkness, longing for truth, we turn to you.